Jim Warren has been waging war against the nuclear power industry for about two decades from a small white house on a busy street in West Durham.
It's not a level playing field. It would be different if they were Goliath and our side was David, and Goliath plays fair or fights fair.
Warren is the executive director of the North Carolina Waste Awareness and Reduction Network, a watchdog group that has fought bitter battles against the utility companies for years. And he's won some. N.C. Warren was able to halt Progress Energy's practice of putting spent nuclear fuel rods on rail cars and moving them to the Sharon Harris nuclear plant near Raleigh. But that victory, like the country's apprehension with nuclear power, is beginning to seem like a long time ago.
To create more of these clean energy jobs, we need more production, more efficiency, more incentives. And that means building a new generation of safe, clean nuclear power plants in this country.
President Obama made this pronouncement on the most public stage possible, his State of the Union address. And the applause came from both sides of the aisle, a rare show of unity during hyper-partisan times. He likes nuclear for the same reason many environmentalists now do. It produces no carbon. Even James Hansen, the godfather of climate change and perhaps the most influential environmental scientist in the world, likes nuclear. He spoke about it when he visited UNC Chapel Hill earlier this year.
If you look at the damage that has been done to humans and the environments by nuclear power, and compare that to what has been done by coal, you're talking several orders of magnitude. The safest large industry in the United States has been nuclear power.
New nuclear plants are in the works for both of the major utilities that serve North Carolina. Duke Energy wants to build a reactor in South Carolina. Progress wants to build two additional reactors at Sharon Harris. To get that done, it will take billions of dollars in federal loan guarantees, a decade or so of regulatory activities, and strong public support. And building that public support means TV commercials.
Progress Energy is ready. We're meeting your energy needs with money-saving efficiency programs, alternative energy, and advanced carbon-free nuclear.
As the narrator describes carbon-free nuclear, we see a father and son fishing in a boat on Harris Lake, while in the background is the iconic cooling tower of the Sharon Harris nuclear plant, wide on the bottom, thin in the middle, and wide again at the top. That tower is the first thing you see when you pull up to the well-fortified security gate outside Sharon Harris.
All right, pulling up to this security gate. It's around the corner. Wow, there's the cooling tower. It's a lot bigger than I thought it would be.
This is as far as I can take recording equipment, so here's what happens on a tour of a nuclear power plant. First, wear cotton. Wool and polyester retain too much radon and set off the radiation sensors. The only protection you'll need is a hard hat and a pair of safety glasses. Security is tight. In addition to several checkpoints, every once in a while a guard with an automatic rifle pops up from around a corner. The control room is surprisingly low-tech. Your average sports bar has more pizzazz. No flat screens here, just rotary dials, analog gauges, and five very attentive, no-funny-business nuclear supervisors. They don't allow reporters inside the core, which is okay with me, but I can stand on the edge of a repository of spent fuel rods. The uranium rods sit 25 feet beneath the boron-infused water. When the lights are off, they emit a blue glow. Behind us is the reactor, inside 4.5 feet of cement and rebar and another 5/8 of an inch of steel. And although it's not enriched enough to make a bomb, the uranium inside is equivalent in amount to 1,000 times the nuclear material that was dropped on Hiroshima. That heat makes steam that turns turbines that send electricity to nearby Cary, Raleigh, and beyond. Back outside, the tour guide points out where the new reactors might be built, just north of the current one. Lloyd Yates, the CEO of Progress Energy Carolinas, says that while a final decision hasn't yet been made about building new reactors, the company has to keep its options open.
I don't expect us to really be making a decision to build a new nuclear in North Carolina or in the Carolinas before 2012.
But Yates also says he hopes nuclear can be the fuel to replace outdated and dirty coal. Currently, Progress produces 50% of its electricity by burning coal and about 47% from its nuclear plants.
What can it be by 2050? I mean, I would like to see us move to 70-75% nuclear by then. I think there's some significant hurdles between now and then to get there, but I'd like to see us there by then.
Those hurdles include cost. Projections are that two new nuclear reactors at Sharon Harris would cost around $9.3 billion. Progress Energy's current market capitalization is a little more than $11 billion. To get those reactors built will take years of wrangling over regulations and financing and scores of public hearings. Jim Warren will likely attend every one. But even his position on new nuclear has evolved. He's still concerned about security and waste, but he thinks climate change is at a tipping point. So he's leaving the door open for nuclear just a little.
It helps to feel confident that we have the facts and that we have a solid argument, and then we're pushing to have society debate, and we're eager. We're dying to have these issues out on the table, and we're willing to be wrong if we are wrong.
Warren was swayed by James Hansen's support of so-called fourth-generation nuclear power. It would take those spent fuel rods currently resting at the bottom of the Sharon Harris pool and reuse them to generate electricity, thus reducing waste. That, and a justified fear of climate change, are just a couple of the reasons many believe that increasing nuclear power generation is a good idea, and why decision makers are closer to making a multi-billion dollar bet on it. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.